ready for a war!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Let me see your war face. Ah! That's a war face!
How about global thermonuclear war?
You don't scare me. Work on it.
All right, so here we go. It's about five minutes after the hour. Special guest joining me actually here in the studio. And maybe we can get this up on my YouTube page a little bit later on. I'm sure it'll be up on his. We've chatted with him in the past a couple different times. He's got his own public access television show. He had one for the longest time. In fact, he did a show with a mutual friend of ours who recently passed away, the great Wally Kopaczynski at Wheel of Freedom. And what was the other name? The Wheel of Freedom and
Wake Up America.
Wake Up America, that was it.
Okay, it might be too late for that.
It might be too late for that. Yeah. But my old friend, Phil Marie, is here with us in the studio, whose story is, if you're out there and you don't know him, it's hard to believe. So he wants to convey the message again to everybody of what he's going through on a daily basis. Last time you were on, Phil, the conversation they had actually had other people contact you. You found other people that are experiencing similar situation, right?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
So let's just start from the beginning. As much as we'll get to the beginning, just give us the once over.
And may I say, that was 2019, I believe it was.
It was
October was the last time I was on. Since then, 5G and AI has amplified, and it's terrorizing me.
All right, so let me just say, I'll set the scene for a little bit, and then you can give a little background. So Phil is 100% sure he has multiple chips or just one?
At least two.
At least two chips in your body.
No doubt.
You have been getting shocked in some way, shape, or form, you claim, by some form of weaponry from, you say, the United States government, correct?
And or the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Okay. And the reason I say this, Lee, real quick, is Hollywood is owned by CCP. And I've talked about that previous shows with you.
Yep.
And NBC is partners with the CCP, obviously, during the Olympics, all that. So there's a lot of money. It's all in the news.
That's deep down the rabbit hole, though. That is going way, I mean, I'm just saying, just so folks out there know that, because we're going to try to cover as much as we can. But I mean, that is, claim that you're one of your relatives who was on Seinfeld.
Danny Woodburn, the midget, they were involved. I applied to Deal or No Deal, real quick. I hate to waste this segment.
It's okay, do it. You got time.
I applied to Deal or No Deal on NBC, May 2007. A week after that happened, about 10 days, I began being stalked, and everything just changed. Eventually, I was drugged. I never talked about this, Lee, on the air, and I was raped and microchipped. It's too humiliating for a man to admit he was raped by another man. This happened, and then they stalked me for, several months, and I don't hate queer people, but I was stalked by gay couples, men, everywhere I went. So it was a well-orchestrated thing, what they did to me. And they've terrorized me since with the no-touch torture energy weapons. And the cell towers also work with this. The cell towers are weaponry. I know people right now that are getting zapped by these towers that aren't even chipped. And the 5G has brought it to a new level, and I want to talk about that shortly here on this segment. So,
coming into this, I could see you're already emotional, already on the brink, and it's just very concerning. And I listen, folks out there, he's not making this up. He is 100% sure all of this has happened to him, and his story is one that I think people should hear it. So, and again, you reach out to me, you wanted to come on every once in a while, whatever amount of time goes by, you reach out, some new stuff is happening, you want to come on, you want to share it. And it would be completely unbelievable and off the wall, and people would say, oh, Phil, I can't be right. But you do have other people out there who are confirming similar situations that you've never even talked to before in your life, right?
Exactly, exactly. There's a lot of non-consent microchipping going on, Lee.
Yeah.
Nobody will address it. No lawmakers, state, or on the federal level. Right. Nobody will address this, Lee.
But you understand how hard it is for people to believe this, right?
I have images of these. Right. Since I was on your show, I talked about the gut chip that a visiting nurse that Yale New Haven Hospital denied or not. It wasn't on my medical records. Who was this woman that came to my house?
Right. And came to your house?
Came to my house.
I thought it was in the hospital.
No, then. I had an open wound that the visiting nurse had to pack with gauze
because I had
the colostomy bag.
Yeah.
The FBI will not investigate this. Nobody will. Who was this visiting nurse, Lee? She called from a 401 area code number, not from the office. 401 area code. And in the last couple weeks now, I've been heavily stalked by people in Rhode Island plate cars, believe it or not, all through town. I never see them. Now it's something's going on. I don't know what it is. It could be organized crime. It could be our government that was involved with the gut chip. Or it could be the hospital themselves, because they do have connections with the Chinese Communist Party, South China. You can look it up, that they swap research, Lee. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But right now I am being – this AI and 5G is terrorizing me.
Tell everybody what that means, how that's terrorizing, how it's changed for you since 5G came into
play. Actually, you know what? Why don't you play that audio?
Who is this? Who are we listening to?
This is a guy, I can't pronounce his name.
Okay.
He's from the World Economic Forum.
Yuval Noah Harari, is that it?
Yeah, okay. Harari.
All right.
Now, he's the right-hand man of Klaus Schwab, is the guy you see all over the news that's pushing for this new digital age, the fourth revolution or whatever. It's scary stuff. Listen to this guy.
Today, nobody had the necessary computing power and the necessary data to hack humanity. Even if the Soviet KGB or the Spanish Inquisition followed you around everywhere, 24 hours a day, watching everything you do, listening to everything you say, still, they didn't have the computing power and the biological knowledge necessary to make sense of what was happening inside your body and brain, and to understand how you feel and what you think and what you want. But this is now changing because of two simultaneous revolutions. On the one hand, advances in computer science, and especially the rise of machine learning and AI, are giving us the necessary computing power. And at the same time, advances in biology, and especially in brain science, are giving us the necessary understanding, biological understanding. You can really summarize 150 years.
We're going to cut that off there because you got a little bit more audio, but you want to comment on that real quick?
I do.
It's called being hacked. Humans can be hacked. They're actually admitting it publicly about this. Humans can be hacked with this technology. And with microchips in my body, it's a living hell, Lee, for me. It's AI trying to anticipate everything I do with my every thought, sight, hand movement, body movement. It's overwhelming me. And it was nothing like this 3-4 years ago. This thing is now expanding. I need to immediately get these chips out of my body.
So you've actually gone, though, to the doctors to talk about this, haven't you? You've gone to the hospital one time to talk about it?
I have spoke with them, and they go into denial. And the one surgeon that was willing to help me with the chip in the back of my head, mysteriously, when I went back for a follow-up, he totally did a... He turned his back on me and said that I need psychological help. That's when I was determined to get images, and I have obtained images.
So you faked and I hate to say it like that, but you pretended like you hit your head and they took...
I had to, Lee. Yeah. So and as a Christian, it was driving me crazy. I didn't even want to do that, yeah. Like...
Yeah, so you took then. So they took a picture of a CAT scan, right? And you claim at the bottom of the CAT scan you can see a chip.
There's several images of that same exact area where there's a wound on the back of my head. There's a scar.
Right.
There's an object there, Lee. There's an object.
Right. All right. So where are you right now in all of this?
Can you play the other?
Yeah, you want to play it now?
Yeah.
All right. So the same guy talking a little bit later on in the speech.
Yeah.
These algorithms. Now, when the two revolutions merge, when the infotech revolution merges with the biotech revolution, what you get is the ability to hack human beings. And maybe the most important invention for the merger of infotech and biotech is the biometric sensor that translates biochemical processes in the body and the brain into electronic signals that a computer can store and analyze. And once you have enough such biometric information and enough computing power, you can create algorithms that know me better than I know myself.
All right. Again, just to rehash where we are, we're talking with Phil Marie, who has been on with us before, who claims that he has had chips implanted in his body, and he has been getting attacked by outside entities for the better part of, it's got to be a decade now, right?
Yeah, actually 2007, Lee.
Since 2007, yeah. Okay. So it happened right away after Deal or No Deal.
It actually did. Okay. It actually did. I could feel it, and I didn't know what it was at first, but since all the research over the years. But let's get back to what you just played, that audio.
Sure.
He mentioned the biometric sensor, all right? Mm-hmm. I've been using the term medical microchips. Same thing, Lee. These sensors go in your body, and the FDA has been pushing it. You know, your listeners have to do the research. They have pills you can swallow or microchips you can swallow. And I was even told by a nurse at a hospital that they have this technology to a point where they could inject your bloodstream nanochips that would monitor your blood pressure, which would no more putting a thing around your arm. So we are there, Lee.
I agree with that. I talked about a story. I don't need to interrupt you. I have plenty of time. Yep, but just so folks, I talked about this yesterday, and I said that people are actually being microchipped so that they can quickly pay at the supermarket or at the grocery store or whatever. And that's actually happening. That's a true fact. So whether you are buying into what Phil is saying or not, whether you think he has it or not, just know that the technology does exist. It does exist. Now, again, people out there can make up their own mind as to for you. That's between you and them. But the technology does exist.
I have nothing to prove to anybody. I've pleaded my case with you on my TV show, even on Twitter. And but this is the thing that people want to really pay attention to. The 5G is called the Internet of Things. Research it. And it's also called the Internet of Bodies. Why is it called Internet of Bodies? Think about that. Because 5G, I am convinced 5G is slowly linking every human being to the system. And I call it the system because I think this is the future beast system, as in the mark of the beast, Lee. So the politicians that ever spoke out about it, like our own Dick Blumenthal, right? All of a sudden he went silent. Then I'm just reading recently that he was paid $60,000 from one of the wireless carriers, hush, hush, whatever. He stopped questioning the health effects of 5G. So my point being is, we are welcoming a very dangerous technology, and Elon Musk has warned on this with an interview with Joe Rogan about this, about AI. AI is going to destroy mankind, Lee.
Yeah, I think I remember there was another executive, I forget, it was a Chinese executive, who said within a decade, 25% of the like non-skilled labor positions will be you'll be replaced by AI. So some form of artificial intelligence. Now, I know you're talking about something different, but the AI as far as kiosks and things like that. So people are no longer going to be able to have these lower income paying jobs. They're going to be replaced by artificial intelligence.
Listen to this. I work construction. This AI is trying to learn. It's scary trying to learn my knowledge, my construction talent as I go and anticipating my moves, Lee. I have never felt like this before. This thing has got 100 times worse since we last talked. And it's AI program now, and it's just getting worse. And I fear 6G. 6G is the end all of everything.
What's the difference between 6G and
5G? 6G, I believe, is going to be like 50 times faster and more aggressive than 5G. So here we are laying out the infrastructure throughout the land, putting these towers everywhere, and eventually on every third telephone pole, Lee. Everybody wanted, even Trump, and I got angry at him. He wants to lead the world. Go ahead, lay the infrastructure of 5G towers everywhere throughout our country, and then the Chinese know how to hack it anyways and take over the whole system. 5G uses millimeter waves. Do your research. Millimeter waves. Millimeter waves are the same thing as the Army pain ray. Okay? Same exact millimeter waves. The 5G towers are hurting people. I know people. I know contractors. I got new 5G phones. Keep them in their back pocket. All of a sudden, they have severe pain in their back discs. Yeah, that cell tower goes back and forth, pinging that phone nonstop, and it's hurting them. I tell them about it. They take the phone out of their pocket, and the pain stops, and they're amazed. It's like, okay, a lot of people have no idea. Keep the phones off your body, Lee, off your body. So here's another problem we have. It's called a fusion center. Fusion centers are Homeland Security. Homeland Security uses the FBI, the military, local law enforcement fusion centers. You get put on a watch list, which I believe I am because I'm chipped and I was raped. Some reason now I'm put on a watch list, Lee. These fusion centers, if the listeners look up a case in Maine, there was a state trooper that was involved with it. And he spoke out against it, and they came after him, and there was a lawsuit filed with the ACLU, to stop the fusion centers. The parents who went to the school board meetings that are put on these watch lists by the Department of Justice, Lee, guess what? They're on a watch list, and these fusion centers are monitoring. And I'm talking organized stalking, all kinds of strange stuff they do. And it breaks my heart to think I got to feel this way about our own military, Lee. To think that they're hurting me as an American. Whatever happened to an attack against one American is an attack against all Americans. Our country is so divided and so self-serving, the majority of people, that doesn't even exist anymore.
His name is Phil. I got to take a break, but we're going to keep you over. We're only going to do this for a half hour, but we'll do one more quick block of time, give you an opportunity to talk to the listeners and sort of get a message out of what you want them to know. And you know, you're looking in the end for some kind of help here, some kind of relief from what you're going through. So let me take this break. We'll go through the bottom of the hour. Phil Marie is here with me in the studio. And we'll continue this conversation when we come back and give him one more opportunity to talk to the listeners out there. And again, just sort of try to connect with all of you guys. We'll come right back. Stick around.
They sent me away to find them a fortune, a chest filled with diamonds and gold. The house was awake with shadows and monsters. The hallways, they echoed and groaned. Sat alone in bed till the morning. I'm crying, they're coming for me. And I try to hold these secrets inside me. My mind's like a deadly disease. I'm bigger than my body. I'm colder than this hole.
alone. I'm meaner than my demons. I'm bigger than these bones. No, they can't cry.
Actually, I rather enjoy him. That he would see this country burn if he could be king of the ashes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 10 on 94.9 News Now. And stimulating talk. You're listening to the voice of freedom, Lee Elsie, on 94.9 News Now and stimulating talk.
All right, so we're back. Old friend of mine, Phil Marie, is here with us in the studio, and he has bared his soul today and telling you just some riveting stories, fascinating stories about him. This is not the first time we've had him on. Again, he's you still have the show, right?
I do, just kind of playing repeats.
Yeah. It's on what day, though, so folks know?
Monday night, 7 o'clock.
Breezeline.
Breezeline, yeah, now it's called Breezeline.
Yeah, Breezeline.
But the other cable providers also carry that also.
Okay,
so
all right.
You just got to do your homework on that.
So listen, here's what I want to do for this last segment. I want to get out of your way. I know we were going back and forth a little bit in the last segment, but I wanted you to come on today. You wanted to come on to talk to just directly to the people and talk a little bit about your faith and some other things. So take the next 10 minutes and do your thing. Tell everybody what you want them to hear from your heart. Go ahead.
Thanks, Lee. So my plea to all your listeners, including the lawmakers, and you know what? Even our next governor, Bob Stefanowski, please consider what's going on with this technology. And there are no laws anywhere on the federal level, state levels. There's some states that have laws pertaining to this, but there is no way of stopping this technology. And I know it probably scares a lot of your listeners, but if they're scared listening to this, try being in my shoes, suffering from it. So my plea is for help from whoever can help me in the medical community, whoever, even law enforcement. I actually trust the state police. I like our Connecticut state police. They're the greatest. So, but this is horrible. And I think of the children. And if our medical community, and again, I've always looked up to them, but if they're doing nefarious things like implanting people, who's to say they're not implanting all newborns in the belly button? I have 3 grandchildren now. And I suspect such evil things could have taken place. I don't know, Lee. But I just ask of whatever help I can get. And we are in the end times, no doubt, Lee. And as you know, I'm a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. If I didn't have the Lord with me, I wouldn't even be here right now. He gives me the strength every day. Sometimes I have to rebuke these demons who are attacking me. They go away for like 10 minutes, and then they slowly come right back with this technology. This is a battle between good and evil. And if people don't think we're in the end times, look up the book of Ezekiel, and then look up Ezekiel 38. It talks about the Prince of Rosh, that God will use the Prince of Rosh in the end times to attack other countries to become stronger, and then the Prince of Rosh, who is actually the leader of Russia, will team up with the Muslims, the Persians, which are the Iranians, and then eventually they get so powerful that they go after Israel. And God uses the Prince of Rosh to come against Israel so that he can destroy them and show the whole world who God, Almighty God, is, and that's when Jesus Christ will return and reign. So we are most definitely in the end times, Lee. And the other thing I want to mention is a lot of people for the last 40 years have talked about knowledge will increase. How much more, and it's written in the Bible, how much more can knowledge increase beyond AI? I don't think it can. So the way I survive this is just constant praying all the time, calling out for Jesus, and I strongly advise anybody going through this, really reach out to the Lord. And if you know anyone that all of a sudden is acting different, whatever, they may be going through the same thing. You don't have to be chipped for this technology to attack you. And it's so advanced that if the people just do the research, it's scary, Lee. Absolutely scary. And, you know, again, I thank Jesus Christ for being my Lord and Savior. And, you know, anybody hurting in life, ask Jesus to come into your life. Very simple prayer. You don't even have to be formal about it. Just ask Jesus. I know you died on the cross. You died for our sins. You rose from the dead. Come into my life. That's all you got to say, Lee. And there's a lot of hurting people in this world. And I just really hope and pray that I get the help from the people of Connecticut, because I really trust the people of Connecticut. I've given up on the national level. As you know, I've worked as many powerful people, and I get nowhere with these people. But the Connecticut people stick together, especially Eastern Connecticut, for some reason. We're a different breed than the other side of the state. But I just hope and pray that I get the help and get these chips out, and I'll be so thankful, Lee.
So, to anybody out there who thinks that they could give some kind of assistance to Phil, whether it's, you know, a doctor who's listening right now who, you know, might want to reach out to Phil or have Phil reach out to them, is there a number, Phil, you have maybe, or somebody who's going through the same thing that you guys could talk about? Is there a number you want to give or your email you want to give?
Actually, my entire life is hacked.
Okay.
So anything I try to do myself is already known by the enemy. Yeah. That's why they did this to me and why I'm chipped. So I would say if there's anybody that can help me to contact you, you know how to find me, whether it's in person or whatever. You know how to get a hold of me.
All right. So if somebody out there has maybe an answer for Phil, absolutely email me, and I will pass that along. And maybe there can be a meeting between the two of you, and Phil can get some help somewhere along the line. Somehow.
Lee, it's very powerful to not be defeated by evil. And I've always stood my ground with this, as you know. Mm. And I'll never back down against these giants that are against me, Lee. Never. I want my life restored to what it was before 2007.
You're in pain every day, right?
I am. Yeah. I am.
Yeah. I don't see you all that often. I saw you at a funeral, and then I'm looking at you today, and you certainly are, you can tell you're in a lot more agony than you were even last time I saw you. So.
These chips are constantly pinged by the cell towers. When I was coming over the Groton Bridge, my whole gut, when they ping this gut chip, the whole gut vibrates, the chip vibrates, and I feel it move. It makes me want to throw up, and it happens a lot. It's like a cell phone communicating with a cell tower, except I'm the cell phone, and I feel I feel it. So,
all right. Well, Phil, I know every time, you know, you reach out to me and you tell me some things are happening, and I try to give you some words, but it always seems like my words are hollow considering what you're going through. So all I can do is wish you somehow some kind of a miracle here that things work out, and maybe somebody out there has an answer that I don't have. So that's all I can ask. And send me an email, leelcradio@gmail.com. Phil, thanks, man.
Thank you, Lee. Listen, man, when they say the voice of freedom, there is nobody like Lee Elsie, and I thank God for Lee Elsie. Hallelujah.
Thank you, brother. Listen, hang in there, kid. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and stick around. It's 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk.
Down.
listening to